Minute two of lit 104 at 200 now. The world's largest known reservoir of bitumen is found in deposits in the Athabasca region in Peace River and Cold Lake. A thick, black, tarry substance, bitumen is too heavy to flow or be pumped without being diluted or heated. At 11 degrees centigrade, it is as hard as a hockey puck. It is mixed with the sand and has to be separated before it can be turned into crude oil. Bitumen is extracted from the ground in two ways depending on the depth of the deposit. If it is near the surface, it is scooped up with a big shovel. If it is deeper than that, it is recovered by drilling. Bitumen is closest to the surface in the Athabasca region north of Fort McMurray. In some places, the bitumen is found in large concentrations and can be seen oozing through rock outcroppings. It can seep into rivers, leaving small sheens, making it challenging to determine when contamination is natural and when it is not. When officials from the oil industry argue that it is naturally occurring, that is what they mean. Since 1980, production of Alberta's oil sands has increased from 100,000 barrels per day to well over 1.5 million and is projected to increase to 3.7 million barrels per day by 2025. What we are seeing now is a modern-day gold rush, and there has been a real unwillingness to develop at a pace and scale that protects the environment. Even when industry sees the handwriting on the wall, they will try to delay. And every year they delay, it is several billion more dollars in their pockets. How's it going?